This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report, a daily broadcast dedicated to keeping you in touch with many of today's most important issues and examining how those issues directly affect our traditional values. And now, here is author and constitutional lawyer, Phyllis Schlafly.
A six-year-old boy recently got into trouble for bringing a small toy gun on his school bus. The toy gun was plastic and was not much bigger than a quarter. Yet the bus driver claimed that the tiny toy created a disturbance and traumatized the other children. Because of the school's zero-tolerance policy, the student was assigned detention and forced to write a letter apologizing to the bus driver. The school even considered revoking the six-year-old's bus-riding privileges. Now, it's ridiculous to punish a kindergarten student for carrying a small plastic toy. The toy gun did not endanger anybody, and no one could possibly have mistaken it for a real gun. Sending the boy to detention did not make anybody safer. Instead, it sent a message that the school will punish small children even though they did nothing wrong. Taxpayer dollars should not pay school officials to bully kindergarten students. Punishing students based on the shape of their small plastic toys is really outrageous. But the overreach of school officials does not end there. Earlier this year, a seven-year-old student was suspended from school for 2 days because of the shape of the strawberry tart he was eating. The boy had nibbled away at parts of the pastry, and school officials thought it then resembled a gun. The boy said he did not intend to shape the pastry into the form of a gun. Nevertheless, an assistant principal sent a letter to parents offering counseling to students who may have been traumatized by the pastry in the shape of a gun. In another recent case, a student was suspended for displaying a picture of a gun on his computer. Will school administrators soon ban illustrations of guns in history textbooks? Will they prohibit the word gun? Taxpayer-funded schools should use common sense and stop censoring children.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Parents, it's important for the sake of your kids that you keep up with the latest trends in education. That's why we publish the Education Reporter. Write Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002 for your free copy. That's Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002. Or go online to eagleforum.org. And join us again next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
John Stadtmiller here. Sometimes in life, you get lucky. Well, today is your lucky day. Our sponsor, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com, have just announced their biggest savings yet on their one-month food supply by Linden Farms. This great one-month pack includes over 360 servings based on 2,000 calories per day. While supplies last, you'll get one free month of long-term emergency food entrees when you buy three. This is a massive savings of $600 on a four-month supply. Again, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is giving you buy 3 months, get an additional 1 month of food free. This is a great deal. Act fast. The site, again, is AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com or call them directly at 818-720-0759, 818-720-0759. Let them know John sent you. Do it today. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. Veteran-owned and operated.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver. All sizes. COQ10 with Hawthorne. Glucosamine Chondroitin. Sea Cucumber. Colloidal Minerals. Superfam and Super Male Plex. Colon Enhancer. Our top-selling liquid. Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at HerbalHealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit HerbalHealer.com today. HerbalHealer.com. That's HerbalHealer.com.
What do you need? You need Paracord. CampingSurvival.com is providing you U.S. military 550 Paracord. 550 tensile strength. Military specifications. Made in the USA. Available in 3,000, 1,000, 600, 300, 150 links. You can purchase yours now at CampingSurvival.com. Lowest prices on Paracord. Huge selection. All ready to be shipped. Black Paracord 1,000 feet. Only $39.83 right now on CampingSurvival.com. But wait, use the code FREEDOM when purchasing and save 5% off. Paracord is a unique material used for many different reasons. Get yours from CampingSurvival.com now. Confidence born of preparation. CampingSurvival.com.
Before we get back to our guest, I would like to tell you that Werner Bock called me last night at about 6:30. We talked for about a half hour. He had a court date this morning, and he was taking Judy Day, who is an advocate, with him, and she's been in court. He was very concerned about what they would do, and. Anyway, he is now in jail. He did call into the program this morning. Apparently, they get one phone call, and he did call in and to let Manny know that he is in jail. And, of course, he is in jail because the Canadian government is attempting to silence him. He is an advocate against fracking and against the government seizure of private property and numerous other things. And so I hope that you will keep him in your prayers and remember him and hope for the best for him. And hopefully we will determine what exactly happened. Obviously, the judge ruled against him. And as I say, Judy Day accompanied him. I'm going to attempt to get her onto the program so that she can give us the details and so that we can get more information about this case. All righty. Back to our guest, Evangelos Ekatimatis. He is in Greece, and he's talking about the situation that is going on there. Someone in the chat room had a question. Now, you're no longer part of Golden Dawn, correct?
Correct.
And why is that?
You know, I have a serious ideological issue. And the program of Golden Dawn concerning the economic section of the program of Golden Dawn is against of the regime, but it is not anti-systemic. I am 100% anti-systemic. I do not believe that there is any future of Greece inside the European Union, inside the Eurozone. I do not believe that there is any hope if the central bank of Greece is private, how it is today, and if you don't control the money that you issue. You have to issue the money, and this money must be free of usury. And this is the key reason that I am not a part, as far they do not adapt my views to this point that I consider it very important. I cannot become let's say active member. I can become a supporter, but not an active member.
Okay. Now, before the break, you were talking about the the immigration issue and the fact that the Saudis were actually loaning money or providing money to immigrants, to the immigrants coming from the Middle East, because they are very, very poor, and that they were providing money. And it it kind of made me think about the situation in Canada with the Canadian government loaning money to a lot of the Germans right after World War II, or the decade after World War II, for young men, young families going to Canada from Germany. And of course, they had to pay the money back. Now, is that the case with the refugees from the Middle East? Do they have to pay the Saudis back? Or is the Saudi government, which is Jewish controlled?
The Saudis is behind all this story. But they pay the money to the mafia network.
Okay.
So you can imagine, you know, this network who is behind, you know. And Saudis also are sponsoring certain communist parties in Greece and all around Europe. You see, this Islamic immigration is becoming a tool alive for the promotion of the globalist, the new globalist propaganda. And in the past, let's say the leftists or the communists, they were influencing the poor workers. But now all the European poor workers are moving towards the nationalist parties. And so today the leftists are using the immigrants as, let's say, the front of their movement.
I see. And they do that in every country. They use any kind of minority or immigrant or refugee in
yes,
order.
Yes, but especially in Europe, they use the Muslims. Why? Because Israel, they want, you know, to create. First of all, they want to create a big war in between Sunnis and Shiites. Something that has already started. The Sunnis are 100% controlled by the Zionists. All the leadership of, the religious leadership of Sunnis are Jews, and Zionist Jews. So it's interesting because all the immigrants we have in Europe, 99% are Sunnis. And the mosques that they want to build are all Sunnis. And the people that are coming in Europe, you see, most of them, the vast majority are men. They're above 16 years old. That means they have been in the army, because the men in Bangladesh, in Pakistan, are going 14 years in the army. They stay 2 years in the army, and 16 years, when they are 16, they have finished their military service, and they are well trained in the weapons. So these are, I believe, in the future they want, after this big war, to start a war in between Islam and Christians. I don't know how is going to happen, but it is sure that it is going to happen in Europe, and it will be a very bloody war.
Yes,
and of course,
I agree.
And
with
of course,
you.
The Zionists will be backing the part of the Muslims.
Don't they usually back both sides, and then they benefit from the side that wins? Usually has to pay off the debt.
Yes, they do it. This is how they always operate. But I believe it is. How much you give to the side that you want to win?
Sure.
How it happened in the previous wars?
Sure.
In the very beginning, we start to of course, to lend or support both sides.
Sure. They underfund the side that they want to lose, and then the winning side has to pay the debts for the, the losing side.
And it will be, I believe, a very bloody war, and they will try to extend the war as possible in order, you know, to bring more destruction and death.
Right. Oh, my goodness. We are going to a three-minute break, and we will take some callers after we come back from the break because we do have some callers lining up. So we will be back in 3 minutes.
John Statmiller here. Sometimes in life, you get lucky. Well, today is your lucky day. Our sponsor, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com, have just announced their biggest savings yet on their one-month food supply by Linden Farms. This great one-month pack includes over 360 servings based on 2,000 calories per day. While supplies last, you'll get one free month of long-term emergency food entrees when you buy three. This is a massive savings of $600 on a four-month supply. Again, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is giving you buy 3 months, get an additional 1 month of food free. This is a great deal. Act fast. The site, again, is AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com or call them directly at 818-720-0759, 818-720-0759. Let them know John sent you. Do it today. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. Veteran-owned and operated.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the Pure Effect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your Pure Effect Ultra today by visiting PureEffectFilters.com. Or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
Our guest today is, Evangelist Ekatamadas. And why don't we go ahead and take some callers. Let's take Mark in Louisiana. Mark?
Yes, hi, good afternoon to both. First, let me just say that I'm very sorry about what's happening to Werner. I wish him the best. I think he's a great guy. I hope nothing but the best for him. And I'm also very glad that you have your guest today. to discuss a very important subject. Now, I think his answers, you know, some of my questions, and that is, I was going to ask him about, you know, the European Union, and I think he has hit it right on the nail. The European Union is conceived and run by the Zionists, and no country can ever hope to progress as long as it's within the European Union. And what I cannot understand, and maybe he can explain it to me, is how people in Greece, of all the people, cannot see through this. How can they be bamboozled, you know, in staying within the European Union and electing Zionist agents to be their leaders? That's beyond me. I can't understand that.
It's the power of propaganda of the mainstream media, especially the big television channels, networks. And they have the wrong idea somehow that Europe is going to come to help. And also they have the impression that if they will go out of Europe, if they return back to a national currency, things are going to become much worse. This is the propaganda that have. It is, you know, something that it is repeated again and again from the politicians. So I think a big number of the people, maybe 50, around 50%, they remain, you know, to this propaganda.
So would you say that, like in your neighbor Serbia, that the news media is totally controlled and owned by the Jews? Is it the same in Greece?
Yes, and even not Jews are Zionist, you know, puppets. Yes, they are controlled.
Well, let me just make one last point before I say goodbye. I believe Islamization, or the program of Islamization, particularly in Europe, it's instigated and supported by Zionism. So I think it's a pity that people don't realize that the Islamization program is, in fact, sponsored and created and supported by the Jews. And if people don't realize that, they're just being bamboozled also. Thank you very much, sir.
You're welcome.
All righty. Thank you for your call. Appreciate that. All righty. Let's take Fred in Michigan. Fred, welcome to the program.
Hi there.
Hi.
And the previous caller causes me to say everyone needs to read, of course, your books, yeah, and the books
Synagogue of Satan.
Synagogue of Satan, yeah.
I know what your favorite book is.
Yeah, well, the book that changed my life, I tell Stan Monteith whenever I can, but now that he's heard it so much, he calls me a Jew hater. He asks me, why do I hate the Jews? And I say, I don't hate the Jews, just the satanic entities who comprise the synagogue of Satan, which I think nowadays are the Pharisaic Esquire attorneys. And of course, they're cohort. Iceland did a marvelous deed. We need to replicate the Icelandic program of incarcerating the Zionist gangster banksters. I don't know quite how to proceed in a lawful manner, although I guess it would be lawful because it violates, you know, the private central bank violates the federal charter, gold and silver mandate. So it seems, Deanna, that we have a lawful mandate by which to proceed to round up and incarcerate And forget about a trial. Just throw them a party on the Great Barrier Reef and, you know, accidentally blow up the ship and let let them all learn to swim with great white. But, you know, in Greece, I'm wondering if there's any people who have discussed the Icelandic solution. You know, I'm thinking that would be the
most. Yes, I know this solution in Iceland, but the problem is that already in Greece, the debts of the banks now have passed and became a debt of the country. So in Iceland, what they did, they left the banks to be bankrupt. So this is a solution good of Iceland. I do agree with you. But the stage that we are right now in Greece is behind us. This has to be done in the beginning, you know.
Are the people in Greece armed like they are here in America?
No, unfortunately, no. Of course, there are some people that have illegal guns, but illegally in some parts of Greece that there is also this, let's say, tradition. But no.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, from he answered that question previously.
Yes, but from my point of view, the citizen must have the right, you know, to bear and possess guns. And not only just, you know, hunting guns, but I mean military guns. But this is a matter that is a different, you know, issue, and I don't believe in Greece that politicians will ever let the people, you know, to have this right, because the people are not going, you know, to stay pathetic, you know, and not use these guns against the politicians. So I don't believe ever in Greece will let them. Unless if there is some government that is going to liberate the country.
All right. Fred, did you have another question?
No, I was just going to say it'd be great if the military would, you know, collaborate with your guest's endeavor. That would be something to pray for, actually, I would say. Okay, thank you.
All right, thank you, Fred. What side is the military on in Greece? Do you have an army there?
Yes, there is an army, but the army, you know,
is run by the politicians, right?
Of the army, yes.
All righty, we will be back in 3 minutes after a word from our sponsor.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website,
by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone. Frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few $1,000s during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
Woo, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Guest today is Evangelos Ekatomatis, and we do have another caller on the line, Robert in Missouri. Robert, welcome.
Hello, and I would just like to say, this marriage made in hell between Zionist Israel and the Sunni Wahhabis, both of them Rothschild little fiefdoms, little entities that are created through British intelligence, CIA, and the rest of it. The flood of Muslims going into Europe, it's all Sunni pretty much. The Sunnis and the Israelis are ready to attack Iran together. That's been all over the press, all over the world. Right now they're attempting to overthrow Bashar Assad in Syria. I hope they don't. But what I really think this whole thing is the Israelis and the Sunni Wahhabis in Saudi Arabia, they made this agreement to where the Islamic world is going to fall under a caliphate that's ran out of Saudi Arabia, and they're going to give Israel a bunch more land, part of Syria, part of Jordan, who knows what. And at the same time, they're going to try to topple all of the white countries on this planet. And whether it's going to be a complete white genocide or not remains to be seen. But If you read some of the quotes from the numerous rabbis over the last 100 years talking about how they consider the white race their mortal enemy on this planet that needs to be eradicated, and even some of these Harvard and Yale professors such as Noel Ignatieff or whatever his name is talking about whiteness needs to be eradicated, and Barbara Spector over there in Europe talking about Europe's going to have to get used to a non-white reality and so forth. This is an attempted white genocide by these two gangs here, and but I think it all comes out of the city of London and, you know, wherever else these Rothschild sickos reside. And unfortunately, the white people of this planet are so brainwashed, programmed, and everything else that they embrace their own suicide. And there is an awakening going on, but it's slow, and I don't know if it's going to come up to speed fast enough before the rug gets pulled out of from under of all of our white societies. And, you know, this stuff going on in Sweden and Norway, it's absolutely appalling. And, you know, this program of emasculating white men, it's it makes me furious as a white person. And I'll tell you what, I hope Golden Dawn stays strong. I watched the video of the two members getting murdered outside of the office. And it really turns your stomach. And just, you know, the people out here keeping up on what's going on to white people around this planet, we're a small percentage of the population of this planet, and we are under attack. And anybody that doesn't think so is not paying attention. And,
all right, Evangelos, what are your views on what the caller just said?
I absolutely agree with him, and also I want to mention that the fact that during you know, Ottoman Empire, this empire was controlled by the Jews, and even the Caliphate, the so-called sacred Caliphate, it was controlled by the Jews, and the fact that this empire went down, it went on purpose in order to be created in the future the state of Israel on the land of Palestine. And you know, everything is as a part of a big plan of Zionist cabal. The question is how we are going to resist. I do believe that in Greece we can resist, and maybe Greece is becoming right now a good example for all white nations all over the world. And I do believe that through our history and our ancient philosophers within the spirit of idealism, we can win at the end.
Well, thank you. Robert, did you have another comment or question?
Yeah, I just, you know, what so-called white communities of this planet were so diverse that we let that get in the way of our own unity, and then we let the ADL types, the Anti-Defamation League types, the Southern Poverty Law types brand us as haters when Mexicans, blacks, Jews, Chinese, whenever they show any form of unity, that's okay. But anytime Europeans, people of European descent, ever move towards a unification, that automatically it sets off every alarm bell in the Zionist media and this Zio control grid, wherever it at, education, banking, media, Hollywood, the entire Zio grid goes into overdrive to try to squash it. And what we need to do right now, all of us that are white, is say, I got to cast fear to the wind. Time is to stand, whether you're a Viking, a Spaniard, a Roman, it doesn't matter. An Anglo-Saxon, a Frenchman, we all have to just say, hey, we have to cast fear into the wind and just stand and say, look, this isn't about hating other people. It's about defending our own. And that's the key to this whole thing.
All right,
Evangelos. And that's what I just wanted to say. All right.
Well, thank you, Robert. Appreciate your phone call.
Yes. You know the system is trying, you know, to attack us by creating these new laws as the new anti-racist law. However, I do believe that we have the chance to move on for many reasons. First of all, because we have a great history and a very, very rich language, the Greek language, we can use new terms. So there's no problem if they, let's say, forbid us to use special terms. We can find other terms. So from this point of view, it is impossible, you know, to fight us. Then if they, let's say, with a new law, you cannot make a criticize almost to nobody. So, but we can criticize the way, you know, that things are operating. So, again, we can find a way, you know, to tell the truth. They are not going to stop us. And they have to think very seriously, because this law, we are going to use it against them.
Right. The beneficial thing about the Greeks is that they do have a lengthy history. They do have unity, with the exception of the insurgents of Muslims coming into your country. But you do have that unity. And in this country, in the United States, there is such diversity. There are so many different groups. But I think that if we all recognize where the dangers come from and who is actually creating the problems, and that is the situation, is that so many people are so busy watching a football, or they're going shopping, or they're engaged in so many activities that actually take your focus off of what's really important, that they don't recognize what's going on. And they've infiltrated so many of the organizations, all of the organizations that I can think of.
I think, yes, most of them are infiltrated.
Yes, and that is a serious situation, because whenever they infiltrate, they take over the philosophy, and they take over the direction of every organization, and exploit it for their own benefits. And so that is the situation. But and people don't read. People are so busy. They're so doing other things that are really not important, in my view. They're not reading. They're not educating themselves. They're not listening to alternative programming. Rather, they're listening to the mainstream and learning nothing except what the Jews would like them to learn or know. Alrighty, we are going to a 3-minute break. We'll be right back.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's S-T-E-M-G-E-V-I-T-Y. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
Ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack, for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs.
Our infrastructure is failing and our government is corrupt. We have some hard times ahead. If there was no way to get medical help, what would you do? How are you going to protect the safety of your family during a crisis when there are no doctors, hospitals, emergency services, or supplies? Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a nano-engineered silver unlike any other silver product on the market today. This technology has advanced antibacterial, antiviral, and antifungal properties. And more than 200 independent clinical studies and trials have shown that it's effective in over 500 different uses. Supernatural Silver can be stockpiled and stored for over 10 years. And in a collapse, it could be priceless. It can be used daily to fight off colds, flus, and other pathogens, and yet it's powerful enough to combat some of the most deadly diseases in the world today. Make sure your home is well stocked with Supernatural Silver. To order, go to supernaturalsilver.com. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Use the promo code SILVER2013 for 20% off, and like us on Facebook.
Our guest today is Evangelos Ekatimatis, and someone in the chat room said regarding the Greeks have courage. They have not been emasculated as American males have. Would you agree with that? And if not, how is that accomplished?
I do agree, and I want to mention something that I had to before. When the arrest, you know, took place, after that started a terror program, propaganda in Greece against nationalists and national socialists. And this is done by anti-terrorist police forces that started, you know, to raid in different houses of Golden Dawn, but and non Golden Dawn members, and so far they have raided, I believe, around 500 houses all over Greece. They have also raided more than 50% of Golden Dawn offices, and it is very interesting because in 1st November, when the members of Golden Dawn were arrested, parliamentary members. Golden Dawn had around 70 offices all around Greece. Now has about 80 offices. So it is becoming stronger, and members, friends, and supporters of Golden Dawn didn't let themselves to be feared, by the system. So didn't succeed their purpose, but created some problems, because when you come in your house and find, for example, in your kitchen a big knife, then they prosecute you for having an illegal weapon.
Oh.
So, yes, the situation is crazy, but what is happening, but this makes people become, more angry against the system, and more of fanatism, and fight back stronger. So this is has the opposite results of what they wanted.
Sure. When in this country, I think that people they would say, okay, well, we better get rid of our knives because we don't want to get arrested.
No.
And I think
this is not what is happening in Greece, and it is strange, but it is something that we see it throughout our history. When you say to Greek people, don't do this, start to attack to the people. The people tends in favor of the person that is getting, the blow, and does exactly the opposite.
Right.
So now in the opinion polls also, it is obvious that Golden Dawn is much more popular. And also the leader, which is in the prison of Golden Dawn, is becoming more popular in every opinion poll that is appeared.
Now, do you think that the problem with the unemployment is to create a situation in which you will be more vulnerable? People without food usually think first of feeding their family themselves and not fighting the government. So do you think that they're taking away a person's employment and taking away food and
yes,
that kind
yes.
of thing?
This is the reason that there's too many people, unemployed, and you don't see massive protests anymore in Greece, because they want to, they stop, to thinking about the politics, and they try just to survive.
Sure.
This is a problem, but at the same time, they are starting, to becoming very disgusting with the policies of the government, because the government, in everything that says, is no more is not accurate, because says that we are going to have a growth, and we see the opposite. We are going to have less unemployment, but unemployment is rising. So
let me ask you another question. Because
yes.
the government does provide health care for you, do they use vaccines and that kind of thing to create illnesses in order to make the population more vulnerable and unable to defend themselves?
This vaccination is something that you have to do it when the child is born and is young. However, certainly the health system now is starting to become worse, and the government now asks from the people, to pay when goes in the hospitals, while the immigrants, they don't pay nothing. And at the same time, they have to pay a very big percentage of the medicines. And medicines now started to bring medicines from countries that are not, you know, if a medicine is produced in Pakistan with no control, it, of course, it is dangerous for the population. And so far, within these 3 years, the average life in Greece went down 3 years. We were, the average life in Greece was 81 years old, and now we are in 78 years old, according to the official statistics. And we have more than 6,000 suicides from people who are in desperate situation. They cannot survive, or they cannot pay back their debts, or see their property to be their property that is confiscated or taken by the banks, by the bankers. Greece lives in a terrible situation.
Right.
And also we have all these young people that now, Greek young people, well educated, that they flee, they go out of Greece in Europe, in America, Canada or Australia, to find a job just to survive. At the same time, every day, you know, are coming new immigrants in Greece. So I believe 20, 40 years the immigrants are becoming a majority, I don't know. So we have to do something now. Not in the future, will be maybe too late.
Sure. So they're really trying to homogenize the population, and if the younger people, educated people, are leaving, and
yes,
then you're going to have a system, a country that will not be able to stand up. And then, as you said in the beginning of the program, the whole purpose of it is to snatch your resources, the natural assets of your country.
Exactly, and these resources are very big. We have oil, you know, we have natural gas, and not only this, we have many, you know, very rare, you know, minerals. So they actually started, you know, to are taking them, and the government also started to sell public property for very, very low prices.
Okay, to the bankers and that kind of thing, right?
They sell it. Is quite interesting how they do it. They sell it to Israeli companies, multinational Israeli companies, and
right,
German American companies.
Oh, gosh! Oh, I'm so sorry. Thank you so very much for being on the program. We have run out of time, but thank you so very much.
I'm thanking you very much.
All righty. Bye-bye. Talk to you soon.
Okay.